know, before you say anything, it's been a long time. It's been a crazy time. I was supposed to post once a week, and it's been 2 weeks, I think, from my first episode on this podcast. But anyway, I am doing it now. I'll tell you what I did in those 2 weeks because it's been a doozy. So, apparently my family came over from California, so I was busy being with them, as well as there has not been a lot of flying. I flew last week, and this is my second time flying. I didn't really fly at all last week, except for one day, which is a trip I picked up on my day off. And if I didn't do that, maybe I'd be super broke right now. So that was just extra money for me. And right now I am in Duluth, Minnesota. And yes, I have another 30-hour overnight, the same as when I was in Missouri. And it's actually pretty nice. From, I guess it snowed in Minnesota 2 weeks ago. And today, when we arrived last night, it was actually pretty nice. It wasn't super cold. It's in the 50s. The sun is shining. And because I had a 30-hour overnight, I thought I could sleep in, but no, I woke up at around 7:30, and now it is, I think it's 9. And I just got myself breakfast from DoorDash. And it's a McDonald's, and I got myself a large caramel chocolate or caramel hot chocolate and my big breakfast with pancakes. But anyway, today we are going to talk about the beginnings of what it's like to be a flight attendant. And I think it's training. I don't know. I wrote this down so I knew what to say, but I don't know what to say. I probably should have practiced once I get more comfortable with this. And if you haven't already, follow me on Instagram, or if I don't have you on any of my social medias, you can also do that as well. I just currently changed my Instagram so people can follow me there, as well as Twitter. So I have the same at names because I guess you have to be consistent. I'm not great at social media, even though I post a lot. I'm not so into it with all the technology stuff, even though I am, in the young generation. I'm not so great with social media. So you can follow me on Instagram. I just changed it. It's FA Confess. So it's FACONFESS on Instagram. On my Twitter, it's Confess FA. So they're switched. Because I guess on Instagram, someone already had the Confess FA or something. I don't know. I couldn't change it, but I just made it as simple as that. So on Instagram is FA Confess. On Twitter it's Confess FA. And you can ask me all these questions. I'll try to keep you guys up to date with these podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask me there, or you can, give me ideas on what to talk about next, or anything you want. That's with either the aviation industry, or also if you want to know a little bit more about me, that's fine too. And with that, we'll get into the topic right away. So you want to become a flight attendant or a pilot? Even though I am a flight attendant, I know a little bit about pilots, which is very similar to what flight attendants go to, just a little bit different in a way. So first of all, yeah, even though they're two different jobs, they have a lot of things in common. And the first thing you have to be comfortable with is being away from home a lot, as well as always being very broke, because all of that money is gonna be spent at restaurants or whatever food you want to buy at the airports, which is also very expensive. Even though most airports, majority of airports, maybe 90% of the airports that I go to, give you like a 10 or 15% discount for whatever you purchase, whenever you show them your badge or you're in uniform and they see that you're in uniform, unless they don't know what pilots and flight attendants look like away from regular normal passengers that are in the airport. I don't know. Sometimes that happens. But yeah, you gotta be comfortable or finding a way of how to actually manage your money better. For me, most of the time, I'm always broke. So I found a way to kind of be comfortable with that and save money and maybe not go every night out with the pilots to restaurants. But sometimes, if you're a girl like me, the pilots tend to buy you your drinks sometimes, not always, but sometimes. Or, each one pitches in for like a meal or something. Also, being away from home a lot. This, in the beginning, maybe your first year to maybe 2 years of being a flight attendant, you don't get a set schedule. You're going to be put on reserve, which is basically the schedulers from your company call you and give you like a 2 hour notice to get to the airport at that time. So you gotta be ready and get to the airport within those 2 hours of your show time. Most of the time, you're gonna be away from home 5 days out of the week. Maybe sometimes you're just going to be away from home 3 days out of the week, depending on how many flights they actually have that other flight attendants can't do, or they just have extra flying that people didn't pick up, and they are able to call you to make it to those flights. Basically, reserve is you work or they call you for 5 days and then you get 3 days off. And every month is something different. So you have to bid for your schedule, you have to bid for a vacation, you have to do everything because in this industry it's all about seniority. So the longer you've been there, the more likely you'll get what you actually want. If you just started out within the first year or two, it's not gonna be the best, but you can make something out of it. The third thing is you have to have a really good support system, either friends, family, or both. Or, have a boyfriend, girlfriend, a spouse. Make sure that they actually support you in becoming a pilot or a flight attendant because it's not an easy job and you need a lot of trust, especially if you have a spouse or in a relationship. You need a lot of trust and just positivity coming your way. Because if you do not have that, you're not going to have fun at work. You're not going to be able to enjoy your days somewhere else, especially when you have other crew members with you and maybe you got lucky and they are fun and they want to do something together, especially when you have a 30-hour overnight in Minnesota or anywhere else. You have to be able to be comfortable socializing with your coworkers in order to make it actually enjoyable and fun. Or unless you want to be lonesome, sometimes like me, I just stay in my room all day. Sometimes you can also walk out, but because I'm a woman, it's hard to do that, especially in a place you don't know. If you don't have that big of an attachment towards them, and you can still kind of want to do your own thing, then yeah, give it a shot. We don't mind. We need more people. And as for me, I don't have kids, I'm not married. I can do whatever I want. I do sometimes miss my pets, my dog. Maybe if you do have puppies, it may be not the best idea, but you can give it a shot. As long as you have someone that can take care of them while you're away. And family members, I have my mom. She also because of the pandemic thing, I had to come back to work. I would still be very broke. I wouldn't be getting money consistently as I would in a 9-to-5 job or wherever else I would be working. But this is an actually fun job, and I don't like doing things over and over and over again. Like here, I do that, but every time it's something different. Every hour is different. I could be, in Michigan, and then I'll end up in Indiana, or Maine, which I've gone once. You can be in Philly one day and then be in Arizona the next. So everything changes constantly, something different all the time. I like that. I get bored really easy, so I just need constant change. Sometimes, yeah, it's really hard because you just want something to be consistent for once because you're really tired and you don't want to deal with it, but you gotta keep going. So you just have to constantly change from one place to the other. Or sometimes, you have 4 flights a day, and each flight you have to change airplanes because, I don't know, they just do it that way sometimes. And you're running back and forth all around the airports. It's also a fun way to lose weight, but for me, I just need to gain more weight, but that's not working. So I just do whatever. And in my opinion, as long as you don't have really major responsibilities, then you might be able to do this job. Like I said before, and like I will always say this, this job is not for everyone. Some people might be able to do this job, but in the end, it all comes down to yourself. What do you think about it? Do you actually enjoy being at hotels all the time? Do you actually enjoy, missing out on family things or friend things or whatever? And family members also, like if you have kids that are a little bit young, maybe not the best because they will miss you, you will miss them. If they're going to high school, college, have their own lives, have children, you have grandkids, whatever, maybe you can do this still. It all comes down to yourself, as well as having an open mind. You have to think of everything. Think outside the box. Have an open mind. Have a kind heart, which is the main thing. You have to be very kind, very empathetic, and sympathetic. You have to know the difference between the two, but also have that 100%. Be very nice to people. Be comfortable around everyone. You see everything on this industry. You see all types of people. You see people from different backgrounds, religions, whatever. You just have to be open mind, be nice, be kind, and if they need your help, help them. It doesn't take that long to help somebody. I've helped a bunch of people and I never noticed until later, or I helped people and I knew what I was doing at that time because it was obvious. But sometimes it's that job. You just have to be nice. And you see people all the time. You're a flight attendant. You deal with people every minute of every day that you're working. The pilots are lucky because they just sit in front and lock their door and it's just them two. So it's fine. But as a flight attendant, you deal with them every day. And flight attendants are actually the leaders because the pilots don't know anything about customer service. Well, maybe they do because maybe they had, a different job that dealt with customer service. But as a pilot, you just deal with another pilot in the front when you're locked in that tiny area of the airplane, and you just fly the airplane. You get the people from point A to point B. Flight attendants deal with the customers, and you, if you're flying, the flight attendant tells you to do something or whatever, she is the leader. She tells you what to do, so you have to follow that. And if you do not, I have the option to go to the captain, and for some reason, just because it's the captain and he tells you to do the thing that the flight attendant is telling you to do, and you actually do it. I don't know why people do it, just because he's a captain. Yeah, he has that responsibility, but also the flight attendant does too. So if something goes wrong, it all falls back on the flight attendant as well as the captain. The first officer, he gets a break. But if it's something goes wrong, say the airplane is too hot in summer and the captain says, we can board. You, as a flight attendant, if it's too hot for you, it's gonna be too hot for everyone else. So, as a flight attendant, you have to tell the captain, hey, no, it's too hot. We have to either switch airplanes or cool it down a bit. And if the AC doesn't work, then maybe we need a different airplane because most likely you're gonna be stuck in the runway for 20 minutes before you actually start flying and it'll start cooling down. And if you can't do that, then you're gonna have either people passing out from the heat, people asking you for water all the time, or something goes wrong and you don't want that. So if that ends up happening, it's gonna fall on the captain, but it's also gonna fall back on the flight attendant. And you don't want that because that's just bad, bad everywhere, 100%. But also, if you're flying, if you're those travelers who gives flight attendants a hard time, don't. If they tell you to do something, just do it. If they tell you, oh, you can't, your bag can't fit in the overhead, or if it doesn't fit underneath the seat, you have to get it checked with the other bags under the airplane. And if you're giving the flight attendant a hard time, best believe we're gonna get the captain and get your ass off the airplane. Too bad, so sad. Should have followed the instructions the flight attendant gave you. And as for me, I always make it a game. I always, well, not always, but sometimes I get bored and I'm just like, oh, well, what happened right now? Like, I tend to make my brain think I'm like in this sort of game or something, or from movies that they've showed us in training. How did those flight attendants deal with it? How can I deal with it better? Or think about what they did that would help me improve. Just stuff like that. And between the flight attendants and the pilots, the similarities is all of that. So, just if you want to become a pilot or a flight attendant, you gotta be very comfortable to being away from home, being away from family, being away from all the get-togethers and everything else, away from kids, away from pets. It's better if you don't have any of that. I mean, married, kids, major responsibilities, basically. If you have family members, just have a good support system. Make sure that they actually support in what you want to be, what you want to do. It is a good career choice in the long run. When you're there for so many years, it actually pays off. You have to be very open-minded, think of everything, possibilities. Don't judge people just when they come in, when you see them, don't judge them. It's bad because you never know. They could look terrible, but always be kind. And this is why I find it funny when shows, TV shows, do a scene and it's on an airplane and the flight attendant is always, smiling, being happy. Yeah, that's exactly what happens. Maybe not the scenario that they give you, but yeah, that's what we have to do. We always have to have a smile on our face and stuff. And let me tell you, I've cried a lot and I try not to cry in front of people. And some passengers do notice that and, they just pity me, but it's whatever. It's fine. It's part of the job. You always have to be a team player too. So, if you don't get along with the pilots or another flight attendant, you had just have to be a team player. They can't switch you, especially if you're new. You just got to deal with it and carry on. You're not going to see them, hopefully, until the next couple hundred trips or something. I don't know. But for me, because I'm in a small company, I see my pilots all the time, either whether it's at the airport running around Chicago, or, I had them last week and I have them again this week, or you're swapping airplanes and you see that crew and you're like, hey, how's it going? And, goodbye. Like, that's all it takes. You just have to be there 100%, be nice, be kind, empathetic, sympathetic, a team player. Open mind. When you're in the airplane, you always have to think about what could go wrong, because you have to have that mindset of, if something were to happen right now, what would I do? How would I deal with it? Who are my people that I would go to ask for help? If someone passes out of nowhere and they have a seizure or something, like, do I have a medical on board? What do I do? Do I call the captain first, always? What equipment do I get? Or if there's a fire or whatever. Always have that open mindset of anything can go wrong and will go wrong. Hopefully it doesn't, but in case it does, what do you think of? The first thing that comes to mind, what do you do? They can help you out the most. Or, you see someone, they're in a suit and tie and they look like, they could be the CEO of a company, but, they could be the biggest jerks and they don't follow directions. You're not gonna sit that person in the exit row if they're not gonna follow whatever you say. Probably not. But just have an open mind. Anything can happen. People just look the way they do, but that's not really what they have going on inside. You have to be very flexible with scheduling, especially if it's your first year. You have to be very, very flexible. They can call you tomorrow at 5 a.m. and say you have an 8 a.m. showtime. So you gotta wake up, get ready, go to the airport, figure out how you're gonna get there, or what you're gonna take with you, what's the important stuff. If not, you can call them the night before, you can call them, wake up earlier and call them and make sure that you have enough time to get yourself ready and get yourself to the airport. And for now, because we have to wear masks all the time, I don't have to wear my full face of makeup. I chose not to because that just takes a longer time for me to get ready. So I just do my eye makeup and then that's it, because that's all people see anyway. So what's the point of doing your full face of makeup? I don't get it. Be kind and be outgoing, because that's what people want from a flight attendant. They want someone to be outgoing, be funny, smart, be thoughtful. In the beginning, I would always, if I had kids, I would give them stickers, or, for holidays, I'd pick something with the holiday. For Halloween, I bought like party favors for little kids. So I had like skulls and bats and witches stuff, and I would just give them little toys for them to play with along, or just remember me or something. Stickers, candy, Christmas, I would give out candy canes, but now I don't think that's a really good idea because you just want less physical contact with people. So yeah, it was pretty fun. I would crack jokes, I would do puns. Apparently, that's not good. Unless it's a one-on-one thing, I can't really say it over. I don't know. I would get in trouble all the time for it. Until one of the passengers I had twice, I had them two times in different days, different flights. I guess he flew with me once before and he was like, hey, you're not funny anymore. He was like, yeah, I got in trouble. So, sometimes they don't like that. They actually want a fun person. But during these times, I try my best. As well as being a team player, you just gotta get along with everyone. If you can't, maybe it's not for you. Be friendly, be outgoing. That's all it takes to be a flight attendant or a pilot. And the difference is, pilots actually have to go to school. So you gotta go to a college and do aviation degree. So you gotta go in, get your degree, and then actually go and get your hours of flying before you actually apply to an airline or something like that. Flight attendants just apply anywhere in whatever airline, and most likely that they will have training for you, and they will train you within 3 weeks to 6 weeks, depending on how many airplanes they have, and they will train you. Most likely, you will have to fly out to wherever their company is based in. So for me, I had to go to Wisconsin for, I think, I can't remember if it was American or United. Sometimes they fly you out to Houston or somewhere in Texas, and that's where they do their training facility. Sometimes, you have to go to California or somewhere in Pennsylvania. They have a training facility there, or Connecticut. I know pilots, a lot of pilots go to Connecticut for their training facility. It's just all around. They might be able to fly you, or sometimes you just have to get it yourself. And if they fly you out with no charge, great, you got lucky. If it's your first time and you don't know what to expect, yeah, it's going to be hard, but always just study, study, study. If people want to do something, maybe say no, but if you think you've got it down and you want a break, take a break. It's okay. But always study, study, study. And the more you study, the more chances of you of getting 100% on those tests is possible. The test is exactly what you study. Whatever you study will be 100% on the test. Just make sure it is what your instructor told you to study. And yeah, that's basically it. That's all you gotta do to be a flight attendant. Just be comfortable being poor and away from home. Have a good support system with no major responsibilities. Or if you do have major responsibilities, just make sure they are okay with you being away from home all the time. A lot of pilots, a lot of flight attendants do end up having children, and they're okay with being away from home. But those people that have kids already most likely have a long way being with that company, so they get the most breaks to be at home with them than a flight attendant that's new would have, if that makes sense. So if you're a new flight attendant and you have children that are babies or little kids, maybe not the best option. Wait for them until they're in high school or college or married with their own kids. Do whatever calls out to you. And be open-minded and very flexible with scheduling, because you never know. You just have to, eventually you'll get used to it and you'll be able to know what to look for in scheduling, as well as bidding for your own set schedule. And you'll be able to move around things and ask for days off, or become friends with other flight attendants, so that way if you end up switching days or whatever, if you're looking for to switch days to have that day off or whatever, most likely they'll trade with you on those days off. The main point of this whole talk, just be very friendly, be very kind, be sympathetic and empathetic. Especially sometimes you don't know what these people are going through. They probably are going to fly out to see a loved one because, they passed away or something. You never know. Or, it's a celebration or a job interview, whatever it is. You never know. You just want them to go from point A to point B, and you're trying the best to accommodate them, because they're basically an airplane is your home. You want to make your guest feel comfortable. You offer them waters. Right now, we only have water and soda and juice. We don't have any treats in my planes anyway. So I just do the best I can. Walk up and down, ask people if they need anything, if they're comfortable, if it's too hot or if it's too cold, whatever. Just, make them feel comfortable Be kind, be friendly. If they ask you for something, do it in a nice way. I had kids last night and they're like, "Oh, we're almost landing." I was like, "Yeah, we're almost there." And just be friendly. If they have a connecting flight and they're really worried, make a plan for when you get to the gate. Like, we were just 40 minutes behind, I believe. We got to Chicago. I had a lot of people with connecting flights that were very tight. Once we got to our gate, I said, we have a lot of people with connecting flights. If this is your final destination, we appreciate if you just stayed seated for a little bit longer while we get everyone else with connecting flights out first. And that's what we did. Everyone else was also nice. And they had checked bags that would go up in the jet bridge. If you want to wait inside in the warm environment of the airplane, you can do so, and I'll let you know when your bag is up. If you want to wait in the jet bridge, just remember it's cold outside and keep social distancing, something like that. But always, be kind, be understanding. If something happens, it's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Whatever. It's all about that. And that would be what to expect, or the first steps it takes to be a flight attendant. And if you have these things that you're okay with, maybe give it a shot. You might like it. You might actually enjoy being a flight attendant. Unfortunately, right now, I don't think anybody is hiring because if we were, we'd pretty much appreciate it. We probably would need a lot more flight attendants. If you end up thinking about becoming a flight attendant eventually when they start hiring, do so. You might like it. Just know that training is going to be hard. And if you have any questions for me, ask me. I'll happily reply or answer them on my next podcast. But yeah, if you guys have any questions, just remember, add me on Instagram or follow me on Twitter. At Twitter, it's Confess FA. Instagram is FA Confess. Or wherever you see me post this podcast, you can ask me there on my Snapchat, Facebook, wherever. And I'll hear from you guys, hopefully. Or you'll hear from me next time, and I'll try to be consistent with posting. Until next week.